and welcome to this very special episode
of drunk,
of drunkenness, of debauchery, of anal rapism, of your ears. This is Dell's Gay Pod, special edition OC, or would you say OC special edition?
I don't know.
Either one.
You would say what?
Either one. OC special edition.
And so even though we muted the speakers, it's still playing. And so when we go back and listen, the audio is still going to be playing.
Oh, somebody's talking.
Oh, hello.
Wait, it's the voice from beyond.
The voice from beyond. So this is Captain Cox. And oh, you ladies have names? You
like? Yeah, we do.
I'm Rob.
Oh.
Oh, what? No, you're not.
What?
You're Jaina.
You're Jaina.
You're Jaina.
You got it right.
You're Jaina.
Sorry, okay, I'm Jaina.
And I'm Zan.
Zan?
Mm-hmm.
And you?
What was his name? Mr. Farms.
Mr. Farms. Mr. Farms.
So this is Captain Cox, and I'm sitting here in Laguna Beach tonight with some queens who are intoxicated. Who are starting a new podcast.
Yes, we are.
So, before we get to you, Dallas Gay Pod at DallasGayPod.com with Hollandaise sauce. And then...
the turkey's ready.
The turkey's ready. So, Zan and...
Jaina.
Jaina. Where are you from, girls? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Now you do it.
So, I'm Jaina, and I'm from Irvine, California, and sitting here to my right is my
lovely co-host.
My kosher co-host.
Your Vanna White.
Oh, Zan from Rancho Santa Margarita, or BFE for those that live in Orange County.
So, you guys are starting a podcast.
This is correct.
What got you, what turned you on to the podcasting environment?
Well, you know, Rob and I have been, wait a minute. Jaina and I have been.
That's shitty when that happens,
that
let me tell you.
That is shitty. It is really shitty.
What's worse is when you suck up both drops.
Especially when one's a penis.
Some people do that belching thing where they suck it out of the asshole.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
Isn't that belching?
Into another?
I always get my like sex acts confused. Like, you know, like
you're so familiar.
Oh, there
with
was one the other day that I was confused about. I thought, no, that's like tossing salad confuses people.
I didn't know what the hell
people
that was.
Confuse tossing
wait a minute,
salad.
Wait a minute. I didn't know what
confused?
That was.
People confuse tossing the salad with shrimping.
Wait,
oh, see,
is
I don't
your
know
toes.
I don't know shrimping.
Is your
toes.
See, that's my point.
Wait,
straight people call tossing salad their toes or vaginas.
No.
Yes.
Oh, let's get
shrimp. Wait. Shrimping is your toes, sucking on your toes.
That's what I said. Shrimping?
I shrimped somebody last night. Somebody with really big balls. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Belching as my friend Brett.
Really? You really know somebody into felching?
Gets paid for it.
Really?
What?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I wouldn't say felching.
Wait, does anybody have a claim on him for an episode? Because if not, I want him first. I want him.
I hope he gets felching.
Wait, let's just back up. Rewind. Do you have his number? Let's call him right now.
Felching.
I'm teaching them another podcasting
secret. Felching.
Let's call him. Call him up.
Wait, I want to make sure that we're all clear because I think there was.
Belching is sucking ass.
It's sucking the cum out of someone's ass, but that was not what I heard your podcast.
That is belching.
What did I call it?
Well, you didn't. You called it that, but I think there was. I think there was
discrepancy
there was
between
Vaughn yeah, that word. Yes, there was.
Oh.
And who's the drunk one, honey?
Mm-hmm.
Who's driving home?
Not me.
I am home.
So, there's a difference between belching and getting paid to have some.
You're going to have to either talk louder or come closer because the microphone is pointed in this direction.
But we're not enlightened as you are.
Oh, he's going to just... Oh! Excuse us!
Somebody
here she goes. A difference between coming in somebody's ass and sucking it out and having somebody
shit in your mouth.
No, that's scat.
I'm sorry.
But belching, no. Let me tell you this. Wait, who does the shitting? See, this is the problem. Welcome to lesson number 4 on podcasting.
I need to write this
when you say shit that you don't really mean, you gotta pause it later and go back and erase it. Later we'll erase it. Honey, all I gotta say is...
Honey, we talked about this blouse.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. See why this program is so great? Because you can do that shit. You can't do that with normal programs.
You need to cut it instead of blouse. We talked about this. That's where you need to
cut. Is that one on there? I think I have that one. What was this one?
We talked about
that. Oh, hi, poodle.
No, that wasn't it. Hold on, wait.
That's a cat fight waiting to happen.
Oh.
Sorry to go.
Sorry. I only got 3. That's all I posted.
You need to cut it where we talked about that. Or we talked about this
Look
blouse.
At him.
Sorry.
How many of my Google AdSense have you clicked on, honey?
I haven't. I just found out about you like yesterday in the car.
All I'm saying is all you bitches out there. In fact, you know what? I've never talked about this on my show because I really never knew about how much money you can make on this shit. You can make a lot of money on Google AdSense. So all you fuckers out there, 5 cents per click. Mm-hmm. Get your fuckers out there. If I tried to click on mine, they know my computer.
Exactly.
And so, which is really scary because if they know my IP address, are they seeing all the other scandalous things I'm doing on my computer? Hello?
They know your IP address.
People know, Robert. People know.
Because you agree to the terms saying that you won't click on your own ads.
Well, I know, but I tried it anyway, and I thought they were going to, like, deduct points. They didn't deduct points, but...
How did I get those two confused?
Okay, so let's go back to this. Felching.
Felching.
Here, let's do this.
Felching is coming and
snowball.
Out.
Snowball.
Snowball.
Like the microphone.
Snowball is when you come in someone's mouth and they pass it back to you.
What I was always wondering, what if you take the cum from the ass and then you pass it back to somebody else? Is that like
pass it back
because that's
their
like
mouth?
Snowballing and felching all in one.
Snow felching?
But let me ask you, how healthy is that? To take cum from somebody's ass.
Probably not.
Because, you know, let me tell you, every time I take cum and I go take a shit afterwards, it's not pretty. It's not white. It's not like a nice, clean snowfall. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like you never eat the yellow snow. And in this case, you wouldn't want to eat the brown snow either.
Why aren't you?
That's what I'm saying. I am recording it, honey. It's la, 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 la. You know what I'm saying? People do this. People take and, like, come up their ass and then shit it back in somebody else's mouth they pass it on to somebody else's mouth.
Yep.
And so I'm saying
wrong.
That's wrong in all sorts of ways.
Not
but that's how people get hepatitis C, honey. That and at the Olive Garden
that's
down there where they're passing the salad around. And those breadsticks in the basket. The community
is a toss salad. No. And back to the toss salad.
No. That's how I become Mormon.
I become Mormon. Is that some drag person out there? That's actually a really cool drag name. I become Mormon.
That is your visa to Utah.
I like Utah, other than the fact that goddamn gay bars close at 10 p.m. because of the laws
and
your beer on alcohol.
Is watered down.
It's watered down.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like this cocktail. Who's responsible for this?
That one.
That watered down.
It is.
Oh, is that booze? What are you trying to do? Are you trying to get me drunk?
Lots of it.
Well, you said it's watered down. Apparently, it's not getting you drunk.
Is it getting me drunk and I don't know it?
Yeah.
I hate it when that happens. What do you want to say?
Yeah. Just sip from your straw.
So we have a little queen here who's full of opinions who would like to say something, but is not. Because he's shy.
Oh!
Oh
my gosh.
That was a good, good
save.
That
was a penis on the floor.
What about Facebook, honey?
So what about it?
Is it
we both have
are
Facebook.
Your, are your parents alive?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yours?
Yeah,
one.
Both? One?
Yeah.
One moved on?
Yes.
Oh, bless you.
That's
you okay?
I'm good.
How long
good.
Ago?
2 years ago?
Why are you laughing?
No.
Yeah, it'll be 2 years in October.
Was it your mommy or daddy?
It was my dad.
Was it an accident or was it
natural? I don't know if it's an accident. Kind of natural, kind of.
Eight.
Unfortunate.
It was October 2000.
It was October 2007, yeah. So it's
a year and a half.
Was it 4 more months? Yeah. No.
Rob came over on a
I did not come over on a refrigerator. I am legal.
I was going to say green
totally
card,
legal.
But I'm glad you said refrigerator.
I am legal in this country. I have
one of those styrofoam
actually, Rob
containers.
Was in the freezer compartment of the
oh, and your daddy
my family's from
it.
Puerto Rico. We are legal.
They're like
a
territory.
They're a commonwealth
kind of
the United States.
Do you get
States.
To vote there?
No.
No, you don't.
Really?
No, you don't vote there.
Do you vote for anything there?
No.
Senators.
No.
Like, who chooses, like, the city ordinances and all that shit? Nobody
people,
votes at
the
all?
There do. The people who live on the island.
So they get a vote
they're
for
island
something.
They get to vote for something.
Well, thank
yeah.
God they get a vote for something.
They actually get to vote in the primaries.
For the president of the United States of
yes.
America?
Yes.
But they can't actually vote for the president?
No, they're just
no.
the primaries.
Well, that's
yeah.
fucking fucked
yeah.
up.
Well, they're a tiny little
yeah.
place.
Island.
Island.
Yeah.
Call
so you're an island boy.
But I was born here.
You're like from Australia, but smaller.
A lot smaller.
Right, yeah, no, not quite. I'm not an Australian.
So were you born there?
No, I was born here in Long Beach.
Inappropriate.
But, like, I'm trying to figure out how that little raft of an oil can made it from there to Long Beach.
Refrigerator.
I'm sorry. I was just going with the joke. You know those big old barrels? Those
yeah,
oil barrels?
Yeah.
And they cut out
floating,
the top?
Kinda, yeah.
No, the joke.
Giant can opener?
The joke yeah. has always been that he was in the freezer of the refrigerator.
In the crisper.
Yeah. Oh,
the crisper.
Yeah,
yeah,
it changes.
Yeah.
It changes depending on
the
how
crisper
much
of the refrigerator.
Yeah,
that's kind of funny.
Wow. Yeah. I'm
bless little. Your heart,
yeah. Long Beach.
But you can't find your social security card. How convenient.
And my birth certificate. This is questionable.
Oh,
yes.
Oh,
this is questionable.
Praise
and,
him.
And my brother is on the FBI most wanted list.
Really?
Mexican drug cartel. Yes.
See how lesson number 5 on the podcast. You don't want to give away all the secrets on the first episode.
Uh-huh.
But since we crossed that line,
nah, we'll
how is
that
it
one.
Being
yeah,
in the 30th
hijacker.
In the family?
In the family, it's good. No problems.
So you come from a Latin background, apparently.
I do. Yeah.
So how is being gay in Latin?
Well, I'm not the first.
No.
So, and I most definitely won't be the last.
Your brother? Let's talk about your brother.
No. Let's not talk about Disney right now.
No.
Disney.
Does he
work at Disney?
Disney is managing. And
Disney is very successful.
Fighting his way along on those parades.
He enjoys doing ribbon dances at home.
Party.
And is currently single.
I was at Disney 2 days ago, and I saw that parade.
I wanted.
Was he dancing there?
No, he's not a dancer. He's not a dancer.
Is he a ribbon swinger?
No. That's a side thing he does at home when he's, you know.
Does he work for Disney?
Does Joseph
he does.
Come to mind?
He does.
Does he work at Disneyland?
No. No.
Maybe the resort.
Not in the park. Not on the park side of things.
What does he do? Like draw cartoons?
He's on the.
We'll
he's
talk
on
later.
The. Yeah, yeah.
He's on the.
I need to hear the rest of this. I don't know why you're shy to tell us. Nobody knows who you are. Nobody knows.
I know. No. He's on the hotel side of things.
Oh.
So yeah.
How convenient.
Exactly. Free rooms.
Hosting in my hotel from 1 to 2 p.m. Conveniently located on my lunch break.
Looking in DTD.
What is DTD?
Downtown Disney.
Oh.
Oh!
Is that the code lingo?
Really?
I know.
Craigslist.
No. Somebody a frequent visitor to downtown Disney. Would you guys ever be interested in hosting your own porn?
No.
I saw the new let me tell you, is anybody into what's that porno thing? Sean Cody. I ran into Sean Cody this last week. By the way,
somebody
I didn't talk to him, but I saw him.
Oh,
first of all, I was turned on by the fact that I saw his.
I saw. You shot
for Sean Cody? I saw his Range Rover that says Sean Cody.
Mm-hmm. Is that the one where they pick up the guys?
SHWN.
Okay.
CODY.
Oh.
Very small, 7 letters or less. That's what they state request. He was at the Starbucks, honey. Listen to this. Robert hadn't heard this story.
Honey.
I was with Ryan, Hershberger. This was when I went down there to pick up my car when I was too drunk to drive home on Sunday. I had to go back on Monday to get my car on the train. Uh-huh. All the people who ride on the train, all 3 of them, thank God for subsidized public transportation because there would be no way that if fucking company could afford themselves without the subsidization, y'all.
And I get a
what? So anyways, so I'm in San Diego on Monday, and my friend Ryan and I went to have lunch. We were at the Whale's Vagina.
What?
What? Wait a minute.
Free Willy.
Rewind. Anchorman. Oh, San Diego.
The Whale's Vagina.
Wait a minute. Excuse me. I'm lost.
Anchorman.
We were right here, Laguna Beach, 92651.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
Anyway, so Ryan, I don't know anything about Sean Cody. I've never seen the man in my entire life. I've seen plenty of his porn.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, one of our old co-hosts on DallasGayPod.com, his cousin, straight, was busted by Michael Glenwick, his cousin, on Sean Cody a year and a half ago. Doing the dirty deed with another dude.
But he's straight.
Mm-hmm. Why would you do that?
And,
That is trouble.
It's good money.
Well, yeah, it's hot, but...
He's a bottom, too, isn't he?
It's hot and it's good money.
They made good money.
Wow, somebody the bitch did paid research. Off his goddamn college. He paid off his college shit.
There it is.
I paid off my mortgage.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I know. But anyway, so Sean Cody... So, like... Oh, now, the bitch is on who?
I don't know. What are you doing over
we
there?
We got some lesbo action.
All I know is like their tails are like bitch. Flipping around.
Lesbian dogs.
Bitch on bitch.
Your bitch
action.
Just got totally turned on like that.
She did. She suddenly was the dominant top.
It's the hot and sweaty tacos.
Back to Sean Cody.
Oh, yes. Paying off your mortgage, yeah.
So, he was at Starbucks on University next to the Subway. Not the Subway, but the Subway where you go to get sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
And, so...
San Diego.
Do you remember when I called? I called Robert.
San Diego.
Did I tell you he was there? He was there, apparently. I don't know who he was. And Ryan could have been lying or bullshitting me. I don't know. I have no idea. I did see... The only proof that I saw was I did see a Range Rover or, like, some, like, SUV, gas guggler, mm-hmm. out in the parking lot that said something about Sean Cody on... The license plate. Honey, if I had a website that was that popular and making that much money with hot guys with dicks fucking each other, I'd put that goddamn shit on my car,
too. You'd have no tires.
Why not?
They'd be slashed.
Why?
We live in California.
Who's going to slash them?
I don't understand what that means.
Any other person that is straight will slash your tires, Sean Cody.
Okay, if you're gay or you're straight, no straight person's going to know about Sean Cody. And if they are, they're not that straight.
90% of the housewives, I'm sure, know Sean Cody.
No. Let me ask you. Let me tell you this. I will ask them on Saturday.
Right.
Vicky has seen
because
that
Captain Cox is going apparently as Jazana to this new what's it called Rage magazine.
It's
Rage
magazine.
Some little
it's
you know publication.
To be straight,
something tiny and small from San Diego is now expanding to Orange County, and the Real Housewives of Orange County is supposed to be there on Saturday. So you know, Captain is not going to let loose of an opportunity to make a Class X entrance.
Or faux pas.
You know, because I don't give a shit.
I'm calling them sick for
it. I meant to comment earlier. You know how Kathy Griffin is on her, like, the D list. I mean, I'm
on
the X list.
No, she's really on the C list, the cunt list.
Oh!
You think she's a cunt?
No.
You're on the D list.
I have a dick. So that yes, if we're talking about having a dick, then yes, I am on the dick list.
And she's got a cut. She's on the cut list.
What do y'all think about Coctomom?
Oh.
And by Coctomom, I mean Octomom, but she just signed a deal for a porno where they're going to use her. Oh.
Bitches are out again.
She's going to use her vagina as stretched out as having like 12 children can be. In a porno shoot.
She's going to post that shit?
She's not actually going to be in it, but she has a stand-in.
What?
But they're calling it
the stand-in vagina?
They're calling it the Coctomom. It's like the Sarah Palin video. Sarah Nalen, or whatever they called it. Nalen.
What? Nalen.
Robert, what was that called?
Nalen Palin.
Nalen Palin.
Nalen Palin.
What?
It looked just like goddamn Sarah Palin.
A vagina is a vagina.
All you got to do is put a little
makeup. A vagina of eight? I don't think it looks like a vagina of one.
Yeah.
Honey, it's like vagina one versus vagina eight.
If you can see what this is going on right now.
Or you get a Taco Supreme.
No, honey. The only difference between a No. He's wrong. Because the actual shell from the taco and Taco Supreme is the same. The only difference is the white cream filling.
Oh!
That's the only difference.
You make a good point.
That's the only point we're making.
And
point
that's why I go to Del Taco, not Taco Bell.
They have that cum sauce. That's
oh, they
nasty.
Do, that chicken oh, taco thing.
Sauce? Del Taco does?
Del Taco has that cum sauce. It's that white
cum
stuff.
Sauce?
Explain that.
Yeah. It's just that white, gooey
it's that
stuff.
White stuff. It's the special, it's special sauce.
Any guy.
Yeah, no.
So, who here is in a relationship?
This one over here. Oh, that one too. Yeah.
You are?
Please do tell.
Okay. Who here likes to date boys?
Oh, I think that's the whole
table. I think
table.
Everybody at the table, yeah.
Okay, so this is how we move on to our next topic. So...
Oh,
so,
Captain, you're so well. You're so.
Oh, Captain, my.
Oh, Captain, my Captain.
Oh, Captain, my Captain.
For somebody who wasn't gonna say anything,
I know he's the one who's talking the most.
Yeah,
let's
Roz.
Just,
I think they're gonna have their own show. Honey, I think. Fonda doesn't like podcasting every week, so like on the off week, I think you and I should totally pick it up.
It's the Flyboys.
Have a great show.
Uh-huh.
We could call it flyboys.com.
Think about it.
Get three of these in me.
Think yeah. About it.
Or
you only okay,
like
so
you're good to go.
Strong. On the weeks when Fonda is no longer available, I have a new co-host. Let me just say, by this agreement, you are obligated. That's French for obligated. To not talk with them anymore. Ever.
What am I doing?
Yeah.
I want you to know he's sucking from a penis straw.
Okay. What I was
disappointing.
Well, the next topic deals with dating.
Okay.
Oh.
And guy habits.
Mm.
The 20 most annoying guy habits. Okay, before we before you read and cheat,
I can barely read one of them.
Let me turn the volume down on my screen view. And by volume, I mean light. So let's go around the table. The 20 most, we'll start with Robert over there since he is here. We should include him in this
Hi,
conversation.
Robert.
Rob, come over here. Stand up, come here. Stop. Robert?
Stop gaming.
Okay, we have.
Get your ass over.
One, two. No, that's just one, two. We have five of us.
We have three groups.
So
one,
we're going to try to find. There's 20 total, but we're gonna between the five of us, we're gonna come up with five.
We can come up with
annoying things that guys do to annoy the fuck out of us. You get to go first.
Party.
Me farting annoys you.
No,
you
I mean,
normally
you said guys. You didn't
no.
Think dating.
We're dating. Okay. We're dating. It's all about dating. It's all about goddamn gating. Gating.
Gating.
That's a new word. Gating. We're gating. We're gating.
Oh.
We've been gating for a year and a half.
Webster Dictionary, here we go.
No, Urban Dictionary. We should totally do gating.
Oh,
urban.
Yeah,
yes.
Yes.
Totally
post
let's
on
do
urban
gating.
That is a
y'all
good
remind
one.
Me about that.
That's
so
right.
We do gating.
Gating. I'm writing it down.
Somebody's
going to
hear that
down.
Live because we're broadcasting live. Some fucker's going to take that from us. Fuck you, motherfucker!
It's copyrighted, bitch.
Gating. We're gonna
I
do
just
gating.
Wrote it
That's
down.
Totally ours. That's gonna
I
be the first
write,
one in there.
But I'm writing it.
Okay, so, gating. What is one thing annoying about the date?
Mr. Farms is apparently ready to go.
He didn't want to talk at all. I want it known that he did not want to say a word.
I know.
Fifth of vodka.
It's
me
been
and
documented and set aside.
Yeah,
yes.
That's what it takes. Tell
I have a sworn affidavit
one.
That he did not want to talk.
Think and choose wisely. I'm not looking. I'm not
Touching
judging. I'm not
nose.
Judging.
Judging.
What's
judging.
The word that our counselor says? Don't.
Judging.
No shaming, no blaming, no naming. Criticizing.
Oh, criticizing. That's important.
No shaming, no blaming, no criticizing. Go ahead.
There's actually nothing annoying about you.
I will
really?
Go.
I'm perfect?
Yeah.
First
no,
thing,
you're full of shit, honey.
Here
we don't
one.
Go to counseling.
Whoa.
We don't wait, hold on. We don't pay $80 a week for there's nothing wrong with you.
Okay.
So tell them what the fuck is annoying and wrong with me.
Nagging.
I nag. I'm a nagger.
I can see that.
Okay. Here's, here's another one.
Really? I'm going to record this, by the way, because this is recorded. I'm going to take this into Melissa next time we go to counseling. And show There's nothing wrong with him. There's nothing wrong with him. And scene. No longer paying for counseling. $80 an hour.
He knows this one. 20 questions.
Wait, wait. What? First of all, why does he know this one?
Because it's happened.
But how has it happened?
20 questions. What did you say? Oh, how was your day? What did you blah, 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 blah. 20.
That's because you like the question like exactly to the point. You don't like
ask me the freaking question. Don't go around in circles or beat around the bush. Like
Let me give you an example.
We're gonna be back together in no time.
No, let me give you an example. So the other day, last Friday. We're at the house. Hold on. Last Friday we're at the house. And the question was
at whose house?
We're at our house. We're at our house. Right? So the question was, did you eat today? And I got a finger pointing to a messy kitchen, and yeah, I ate. So I said, okay, well, are you hungry?
There was a pan on the stove.
Okay.
So I'd be pissed off, though, if that question was asked to me. Well, no fucking shit, I'm fucking hungry.
Well, but no, I got a defense for you, too. Hold on. So the question was, well, are you hungry? Why do you want to know? Are you hungry?
No.
What's your question? Well, I just want to know, are you hungry?
And let me ask you this. Let me ask you.
Totally.
Because you guys are no longer an item.
Yeah.
Or how long has it been since you guys were no longer an item?
A year.
And how long have you been, how long were you an item?
No, December. It was 19 months.
Oh, well, of course she knows.
Yeah, 16 days and 3 hours and 2 minutes.
And you guys still live together?
We didn't live together. No, we moved in together after we broke up.
What?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding?
Yeah, Captain.
Oh my god. Yeah. Okay, so
we won't even go there.
No naming, no blaming, no shaming. So, explain to me. Wait, what was my question I was going to ask earlier?
Does somebody have some heroin? So I
no. Okay, so what happened?
Five things that bothered you.
No, I know, but I had something about what you said specifically when he said. Okay. Oh, I know what it was. It was for him.
Hold that thought, bro.
So why, instead of asking him a roundabout weird question, and I've learned this through my own sessions, honey. Why? He's embarrassed. Honey, I own my shit. I don't know about you, but I own my shit. Why the hell were you not direct? Why are you saying, are you hungry? When you're looking at a pot and a stove and children's on the corner.
Let's pause it there.
No, okay,
first question I get.
You can respond in 2 seconds.
Okay.
First question I get when I come in. Are you hungry? No. Why? Oh, because I'm hungry. Okay. And it goes to that thing. It's asking a question with a question. Why would you ask if I'm hungry? If you see that there's fucking dishes right there or a pot on.
Hold on. Wait, you could have eaten it like. An hour, 2 hours, 3 hours.
And does this go on now with you guys living together still?
I wish I could have recorded the whole thing because neither one of us could portray the exact circumstances that came on.
All I have to say is if this shit is still going on and you're still living together, why the fuck aren't you just fucking each other?
Well, no, we didn't live together.
You know, everything is so convenient. Everything's the same.
No.
Except the fact that your cock's not going in somebody. To be honest with you, I don't know who the fuck the bottom is in this relationship. I don't know.
But we didn't live together when we dated.
Oh,
so.
And they both, swim over that comment. Okay, I don't understand why. Help
Isn't
me.
Isn't that dog really cute?
Help me understand. Help me understand why the hell. Why the hell is a little aggressive. Excuse me. Explain to me what your thought process was when you both moved in together after dating failed.
Well. We both probably have a story on this one.
You first.
I think we've both been asked the same question. So,
well, it's being asked again.
Well, no. After we dated, Mr. Farms actually lived with my brother.
He called you Mr. Farms.
Yes, he did.
Actually,
he did.
Yeah.
And it's
actually,
true.
Yeah. No.
He's learning.
Actually lived with my brother.
Is your brother roommates. Homosexual?
No, he's not. No.
He is.
Shut up. We're not on that topic anymore.
Is he lost the case?
We're not.
So
oh
is.
My god.
He works for Disney. You know, oh every my god. Song of the...
Just because you slept with every guy at Disney doesn't mean that every guy at Disney is gay. Okay.
Basically, it's
okay. Well, I'm just gonna back off right here.
All evidence leads towards.
Look at the babies.
Oh, they're running around.
Being gay.
Okay.
Okay, but that's another side.
How
topic.
Many straight men know the every?
He was in theater.
Word to.
He was in theater.
Joseph,
I don't know.
Technical.
How many straight men are in theater? That should
well,
be the question.
Well,
that's the first clue.
Yeah,
but
I'm just kidding.
Never
I'm
mind.
Just kidding. Okay, so your brother's like bisexual.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll go
I'm
with
proven
that.
Gay.
We'll go with that.
Okay.
Yes. They live together.
I'm sure he sucked a few cocks in his days.
Perhaps.
Yes, in front
perhaps.
Of Rob.
Yeah. So. Yes.
That is inappropriate.
God.
There's a line and she just crossed it.
Yeah.
She's totally humping her.
Who's humping who? They're both hers.
They are slapping.
Who humped
top
who? Did Mighty...
Maddie was on top of yours.
Oh, really?
You're avoiding the situation, the question here.
I love lesbian porn. Actually, I don't.
Really? It's.
I love
so
two
sleepy.
Dicks, one chick.
Like
I like that.
Dog.
But I don't love lesbian. I don't do two tacos.
I know a lesbian who likes gay porn.
Really?
I
know
oh,
a straight girl who likes gay
whole
porn.
Tropical thing, huh?
He likes the jungle thing.
Oh, he said back to the question. Keeping us on track. I'm thinking the question had something to do with you two living together, even though you're still, like, dating.
So Mr. Fryer and my brother were living together. They were looking for another place. I was living with Zan and looking for a place. And so we decided we can get a better place with three of us. And that's pretty much what we did.
Wait, you all three live together?
Yes.
No. Me, Mr.
We, no, and yes.
Me, Mr. Farms, and,
yes,
and
we
Disney
do.
Live together. Yeah.
Zanzibar, whatever your name is.
Do you live together or not?
No.
No, Zan doesn't.
Zan
no,
and
no.
Jaina did.
No.
Who's Jaina?
Disney, Zaina, or whatever your name is, and Mr. Farms lives together. That yeah. one there, and his mother, and myself.
I live
oh, you
with
live
Mr.
with, so it's all in the family.
I live with Mr. Farms and Disney.
Do you all have your own rooms?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you all sleep in your own rooms?
Yes.
100% of the time.
Yes.
No.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
How often?
Why?
Sorry.
Why?
Don't lie.
Okay, sorry.
It's basically within
March
the first
2008.
Basically within the first 6 months.
It's hard, honey, when you live with an ex.
Three quarters of the people did not sleep in the same room. I
three
slept
quarters.
In.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Three quarters.
I slept.
Robert,
in.
What does three quarters mean? Whenever there's three people living in a house, what does three quarters of that mean?
Two thirds of. The
Robert's
people.
Good with math. Two
there
thirds.
You got
two
thirds.
Of the. Oh, two of the thirds.
Two thirds.
Right.
Of the
two
people.
Out of three.
I understand that.
That's
slept
that
in the same room, off and on for the first 6 months, if that.
Right.
And by slept in the same room, does that mean you guys were still fucking each other up the bunghole?
No.
And nobody's in our chat room right now.
That's correct. Just snuggling. They're just snuggling.
Y'all snuggled?
That is correct.
That would be it.
Mm-hmm.
Praise him.
Thank you for the counseling session.
Really? Really?
Wow.
Really?
Honey, we talked about this blouse. That's a cat fight waiting to happen!
This Drunken Mess has been brought to you by Dallas Gay Pod. You can find Dallas Gay Pod online at dallasgaypod.com. Thank you for downloading this episode. Be sure to check out our next episode, where we will continue the discussion with Captain Cox and friends on 20 most annoying guy habits. Until then, stay informed and up to date with our blog and all the other cool things at DallasGayPod.com.